Mark, where were you born?
I was born Yonaclade and left where Yonaclade long time ago and coming this way from Yonaclade and lived on a creek, they call it, this side of Moses Point, and lived there for 3 years. And when I become able to go to school, about nine or 10 years old, and we went to White Mountain and lived there till I go to school a little bit, not too long. I get only fourth grade when I was school, and my dad got a reindeer from Koyuk. Go get a reindeer, my brother's reindeer from Koyuk. And when they bring it over, I was 10 year old then, and a little bit more. And when I was fourth grade, and my dad told me to take care of that reindeer, at least about the 700 reindeer that time, my brother's reindeer. And I had to take care of it and quit go to school. I should never quit go to school and stay with the school, go to school. And I would know how to write. And I said, Dad, I think I had to do it. And I quit go to school and stay with the reindeer ever since. And I've been lost them reindeer. I had, when they gone, I had 1,400 reindeer and no more. Mm-hmm. I never see my reindeer ever since the wolves got them all chased away and no more reindeer, and White Mountain herd was all gone.
This was in what year?
That's 1933, I think, that is all.
How about when you were, say, between 15 and 20, what were you doing about then?
And when I was a 17-year-old in White Mountain, and by that time, and just before I went to reindeer herding, and I go to work for I'm in silver mine, and I worked there from April till November. Mm-hmm. And I had no place to cash my check, $90 a month, $3 a day, $90 a month. And I had a check, I can't cash it in that silver mine, and I work right through. And when I go back down to home, Gullivan, my folk was down Gullivan, and I give it, I had, before I left Silver Mine, I bought a shotgun, 12 gauge, and a case of ammunition with it, and that's all I need. Mm-hmm. And when I go down to Gullivan, and I told my dad, I don't know what you want to do with the money. I don't need it. I got shotgun and lots of ammunition. I'm going to go hunting up to Flat. And I give all that money to my dad. And when he bought the groceries was cheap then. And my dad asked me, you need money? I says, I don't need money. I go to work again if I need money. And she bought a grocery, fill up the boat, going up to White Mountain, going to school. And ever since I've been work with a white man. And I can't talk before of white English at all. And ever since I've been stay with a white man. And after that silver mine quit working and I go to work again in an old miner in Aggie Creek, a prospector. He's pretty well smart guy, and he shows me how them rocks are where the gold run, them rocks. He said that them rocks, it belongs to the gold. And he told me exactly, if I see that kind of rock, the gold in the creek. And ever since I worked with him for I think 4 years, I stayed with that old man in that mining camp.
This is down near White Mountain?
Above White Mountain. Above White Mountain. In Aggie Creek, they call it, in Fisher River. And after that, ever since, I've been working with the white man. And after that, I worked with the, when we moved here, Nome, Alaska. That's about the end of my work. Gonna be get close to end, I think. I work here another 15 years.
When did you come to Nome?
In 1932, I come here to Nome. And I work here ever since. And the Social Security was started then. I had the Social Security. They sent me the Social Security card. And I didn't know what to start for. But I've been work 15 years for a mining company. And put in for USED another 10 years or more. When I worked the last time for USED, that's the time when I got sick and they sent me to the hospital and I could never work anymore, the doctor said. That's the time I got no more. The doctor told me I'm going to live from Social Security. And I didn't know how I going to do. I don't believe it, how I going to get it money. But he says I'm going to live on Social Security. And I find out when they fill out, the money start to come in.
Now, this story you're going to tell us is...
Now, I'm going to tell a story. There was a man lived down the coast, and he was a young man and become an able to hunt. And all he got a bow and arrow and a spear, that's all. And he got a kayak and a double paddle. I can see them double paddle coming in nice calm weather, coming through the beach. And every point that he come through, and he take a look real slowly, because there's animal around, and lots of bear. And when he come close by, and he take a peek again in that point, and he got to the beach, up to the beach, and look in that point, and he see a great big bear. And he got a ugruk on the beach, and he was starting to eat that ugruk. Fresh ugruk come in from the ocean, and that. While he was starting to eat, and the polar bear come in from the ocean. And the polar bear don't care either. He can tackle anything. He knows he's not scared, just like a bear. And the bear, when he get close, and he's quite scared. But the polar bear will not scare. When the polar bear come right to the that ugruk on the beach. And the bear, and they start to wrestle and fight, They fight like a human being, a polar bear and a bear. They fight just like a human being. Russell, boy, they roll down like that and fight and throw each other, the big husky bear, and that polar bear throw it in the air, and that man was just watching over there in that point, little ways. And same thing when the bull and the bear, when he lands on the rifle, he throw that polar bear in the air. And if they find out, that's a big wrestle he ever seen in history. And that polar bear got hurt. That bear got husky claws and sharp claws, and it teared it on the belly. When it tore it, the stomach went down. And soon as he got chance to grab a big rock, while it got hurt, and he grabbed a big rock, and he threw it right on the head, and smashed his head.
Onto the polar bear's head?
No, to the bear head. The bear head, and he smashed that bear head because he got a big tear up himself, yeah, where the stomach went out and hanging. And as soon as he hit it, he could never move himself. He just fall down right here, that polar bear, because his stomach is hanging down. He could never move anymore. Mm. And that man on the point, he watched him long time. The both of them never move no more. When they don't move over there, and he had that spear, that's about all he got a strong fight with. And he had that spear, went over there right on the point to them bear and the polar bear. And when he touched them with the spear a little bit, when he don't move, he poked it right in. And when he touched that polar bear, and he touched it a little bit, and he poked it right in. The both of them was dead already. He was so scared, he didn't take no chances. That's the way the hunters are. A long time ago, they were never take no chances for the game, for they were killed. It's got it carded right now. And this one here, that man, them days, they didn't have no white people then in Alaska, I suppose. There's no kind of a ulu or a knife they got. I suppose this one here got the, that time I seen them, the spear rock. Really solid rock with the on the point, and they got a real sharp thing, and I bet they tie him up real good with a skin and a good spear. This man here, he got lots of game, and a bear, fresh bear, and a fresh polar bear. Both of them all of them are fresh, and that big ogre on the beach. And he started to work on them. He had the picnicking, and he was the richest man. He think about himself, he can live all winter with lots of meat. He hang all the meat right here, right front of him. Mm. He hang all the meat, and he got big overlook meat and dry them all up. He must have make an igloo right here, because he got lots of meat and lots of seal oil. While he was living there, not long, there was a woman walking on the to the beach coming from the west. from I suppose from this side here, this country, and that woman, young woman, walk on the beach, and he see that man got lots of meat, and when he got lots of meat, he tried to friendly to that young boy.